time.
At any time.
Again, we are dealing with a tornado warning right now. This is going to be in Santa Rosa County.
At any time.
And Steve, you're looking at the radar. What are you seeing right now?
What you need to know.
Well, on the News Radio ThreatNet radar, the showers are covering the entire north part of Escambia County, moving into the downtown area.
Severe weather can strike at any time. What you need to know.
News Radio 92.3.
Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Morning, everyone. We're here for public forum. Public forum is an opportunity for the public to get up and speak about anything they'd like to discuss.
This is related to amendments to Santa Rosa County Code Section 17-36 to update right-of-way permitting and right-of-way construction regulations. As you know, we've talked about in this room several times over the last year that we've had a lot of instances countywide of specifically fiber contractors damaging existing infrastructure and county right-of-ways.
Oh, get him, Jared. This is Jared Lowe. He's the Assistant County Administrator in Santa Rosa County at Santa Rosa County Commission meeting, giving an update or an issue on updating their rules and policies related to right-of-way maintenance, the fiber installers that have been. If you install fiber for a living, we very much appreciate the end result of what you do in our homes and faster internet, and we really hate the way you do it. I think I speak for everybody. Like, you're tearing up yards, you're tearing up, driveways, I know in my neighborhood, I feel like they've come through 43 times in the last 3 months. It's just crazy. And, other people doing stuff. And, they're all different groups doing it, okay? And some are better than others. It's kind of like the age-old problem of when you're doing any kind of public works-ish kind of service, when you do it right, nobody notices, okay? And what they notice is when you leave a giant square of different colored cement in the middle of somebody's driveway in 15 driveways in the neighborhood. That's me talking about my neighborhood. You made it uglier. You did bad stuff. Okay. So that's not this. Okay. But we have a collective frustration with the behavior of these contractors, because what they are doing is they're digging, let's just say, not with the highest level of care and concern they should in the right-of-way, and they're putting in this fiber, and in the process, they're, in Santa Rosa County in particular, puncturing water mains in Gulf Breeze and cutting off people's access to all different kinds of utilities and creating problems. And so, you remember Sam Abel, city administrator, told us this before that, city manager, excuse me, I always get it wrong. City manager, sorry, Sam. Anyway, one is a little bit more power than the other. The point is, they were working on fixing it for Gulf Breeze, but, Gulf Breeze suffers the problems that happen outside the city, like with the water main break. I don't even think that was even in the city, per se. It was outside. So having the county work on this is a good thing, and Jared's very capable in talking about what they're going to do to make this problem of bad contractor behavior go away.
So myself and Andrew Hill from Road and Bridge met with a lot of the utility purveyors several months ago, put together some minor updates to the existing code to try to help us curb some of those actions. You'll see in the backup the strike-through version of the existing ordinance, but some of the primary provisions are that, A, we can reject the permit. It's not ministerial in nature. The existing code simply says, you make the application, we give you the permit.
That's a great first step. Just giving somebody in the government the authority to say no, as opposed to right now. Ministerial just means that you're obligated to sign it, there's no real review. There's no ability to decline the permit. So putting that in is a good thing.
It requires provisions of some sketches to show us exactly what you plan on doing. There's a time of work provision. So in theory, if you're going to damage something, we'd prefer you to do it between Monday and Thursday, when either Road and Bridge or the affected utility can get out there to repair it without paying overtime or taking too long to get out there.
Yeah, that's a twofold thing. Number one, having a sketch means, like, do you have a plan for this? It would be nice. Now, even if it's drawn in crayon, that's okay. It's something. The other one is, trying to get them to do the work Monday through Thursday, not on holidays, because if you, you know, you disrupt a service, like you bust a water main on a Saturday evening because you're trying to lay fiber and meet some deadline, well, how does that get fixed? Nobody is on duty at that time, not many anyway, and you got to pay them extra overtime, and so it's scarce resource and expensive both. So can we not do this work, you know, Monday through Thursday, that way that we have all the staff available to fix the problem if you cause it? That all makes perfect sense to me.
There's also some provisions where basically you prove to us that you've gone through the existing 811 process before we issue the permit. So in short, Mr. Chairman, this simply is to create more coordination in county right-of-ways so that we can curb some of those actions that have impacted citizens countywide.
God, amen. Good. Hallelujah. Like, this is... I hope this works. I hope it gets better. This has been a real plague in Santa Rosa. I don't know as much if it's been – I know the problem of them doing all the installations in Escambia County and Pensacola, how that's been. I just had somebody text me and says T-Mobile was putting fiber into our neighborhood and we were out of internet all weekend because of their carelessness. Yeah, I mean – yeah, and sometimes it's the actual internet, the fiber installer. Sometimes it's other folks. Look, ECUA was working on the water lines in our neighborhood because the other stuff was going on. And we happened to be working on the sprinklers. I was out working on them, and they damaged the sprinklers literally while we were working on them. And so we were there to see the problem, and they fixed it. Okay, they took good. In fact, I'm kind of jealous because when ECUA put grass back down on top of the land that they damaged, their grass grows better than mine, which made me angry, but grateful. So, you know, sometimes it's better. And they did. They were always very responsive. But every contractor is a little bit different, you know, and it's not necessarily T-Mobile as an entity or AT&T as an entity. It's the subs. And look, they are very sensitive to the complaints. They hate to see the stuff on social media. But I know how it feels as an individual is you feel powerless. Yeah, I'm just here suffering the consequences. And who do I call? And they're from Mississippi or whatever. They don't have any labels or phone numbers on the sides of the trucks, like all of that kind of stuff for the private, you know, like just the installing of the fiber. But the bigger problem, the one that Jared's talking about, is solving the problem countywide where they're, you know, they're digging up roadsides and damaging, again, you know, water mains or electrical or sewer or whatever they happen to run into. And that's bad for a lot of people, not just for, you know, you or the aesthetics of it. So good for the county. 816 on News Radio 92.3. PJ has traffic on the fives.
There is a vehicle crash with injuries, I-10 eastbound right near Pensacola Boulevard. They're saying the roadway's blocked, so just use caution through that area. I-10 eastbound also backed up to Pine Forest as a result. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, PJ. Math matters. I'm a big believer in math, the importance of math. Math is one of those key subjects that every student needs to learn. Some need it professionally, but everybody needs it. And, you know, Mathnasium is there to help. Now, during the school year, I like to talk about how Mathnasium can help a student who's struggling. But, you know, getting back to school, like, we're almost done with summer. If you've had a student who's been not doing math for a couple of months, which is most likely all of them, you want them to get ready for school. You want to get them up to speed to look ahead for any of the complicated subjects that might be taken this year. Or if they have had problems in the past, now is the time to do something, even before school starts. You know, put them on the on-ramp for success before they're actually back in school so they can be best prepared to get the instruction when they start. They've probably been losing math skills over the summer because that's what happens. The summer slide, 50% of students lose about 2 months' worth of their skills. So they're going to go back, you know, in a couple of weeks, having been basically the March level of competency rather than the May level of competency. That's not great. But you can fix all that. That's what Mathnasium is there for. They're so good. My son taught there for a year. We know the owners very well. I really believe in their program. And you can get a free assessment. That's the first step. You just stop by for a free assessment. They'll give your kid a test, figure out what they know, what they don't know, what they could know better, what they know sort of but not fully. Figure it out, put you through a plan, and then you can get your kids can have the kind of math success that you want them to have. Mathnasium is located next to Marshall's in the Fresh Market Shopping Center at 9th and Airport.
This is Pastor Carl Gallups of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church in Milton, Florida. Are you and your family looking for a church that when Sunday morning rolls around, you can say, oh good, it's time to go to church? Well, let me invite you to consider worshiping with us at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church, where multiplied hundreds of people say these very words every Sunday. We are doctrinally sound, featuring the exaltation of Jesus Christ and the clear contextual preaching of the Bible. The Bible is made relevant and exciting. You're convicted, challenged, encouraged, and uplifted at the same time. We have premier youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, Bible studies, and missions outreach. We have a team of pastoral counselors offering guidance for your Christian and family life. You can find out everything you'd want to know about us on our huge and highly interactive website at hickoryhammockbaptist.org. Let me give you an open invitation to worship at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church this Sunday morning. And then the next Sunday, you'll say, oh good, it's time to go to church. I kid you not,
regular members, and even first-time guests say it every single Sunday.
As a business owner, you've got a lot on your plate, managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and our HR expertise. Avalon HR can help you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Employing made easy. AvalonHR.com.
It's hurricane season.
A hurricane warning has now been issued.
Time to make sure your Cummins or Generac generator is in tip-top shape. Call White Sands Electric today for a generator maintenance visit. With 5 certified technicians on staff, they make sure your generator is ready when needed. And if you need a new unit or replacement, White Sands never charges a deposit, so you don't spend a dime until your generator is on your property. White Sands Electric is a full-service electrical contractor. 850-433-6080. White Sands Electric.
Santa Rosa, I am Jill Broxson-Teston, a parent of 4 amazing children. I understand a strong school system is one of the most important investments we can make in our children's future. That's why I'm running for School Board District 5. My mission is to be your strong advocate for our public school system. I'll lead with transparency and steady leadership to help ensure the long-term success of our district. On August 18th, I'll be honored to earn your vote.
Paid for by the campaign to elect Jill Broxson-Teston for Santa Rosa County School Board.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before pep talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Well, I don't think there is any question about it. It can only be attributable to human error. This sort of thing has cropped up before, and it has always been due to human error.
CCR version of this. You know, Little Richard's the classic, but I kind of like the CCR version. It's rocking, man. 821 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. We take you now live to the Senate, where Anthony Fauci is answering questions from senators. Here you go. Oh, he took the Fifth Amendment. Okay, very good. David Wayne is in the newsroom this morning with our headlines.
Very nice.
I declined to answer on the grounds that my answers may tend to incriminate me. I'll just leave it there. I don't have a lot to say. I've read a little bit of the summary stuff on the diary allegations. I think it's probably a little bit more overblown. The ongoing personality conflict between Rand Paul and Anthony Fauci has been, well, grist for occasional entertainment over the years. I'll just put it that way. David, go ahead, sir.
Well, the U.S. and Saudi Arabia have launched airstrikes on Iranian targets in Iraq. CENTCOM says the airstrikes targeted terrorist logistics and weapons sites, and all of that right after Iran launched ballistic missiles at U.S. forces in Jordan. All of those missiles were successfully intercepted. Elon Musk has launched a new financial service on X. He says the service is called X Money, which will provide banking and financial services for X Premium and Premium Plus subscribers. Some of their services include peer-to-peer payments and money transfers.
This is a misunderstanding. X Money is not a variation on the former Twitter platform. X Money is the name of the rapper that Elon Musk has hired to promote the financial services that X is now going to offer.
Gotcha. That sounds logical.
It's X Money with a percentage symbol in his name.
Isn't that the guy that was in Idiocracy?
No, that's Upgrade.
Oh, well, that's
Upgrade.
Right.
Upgrade with a UPGRAYED.
Yeah, he's got a special kind of love.
Oh my God, how do I remember that? It must have been all the Brondo I had. Go ahead, David. What do you got?
BTS says that they will not be submitting their music to the 2027 Grammys. The K-pop stars said on Wednesday they're hoping that their music can be heard and loved for what it is rather than being divided by region or language.
Also, it's kind of a way of saying y'all are bad at what you do.
A little bit, right?
I kind of like that. I was just looking to see if in all of my sound clips from Idiocracy, I have one from Upgrade, and I do not. So, you know, we're left wishing.
We're going to have to rectify that situation.
Yeah, we'll just have to settle for...
Excuse me. I think this might be Gatorade or something. I was just looking for some regular water.
Water?
Yeah.
You mean like in the toilet? What for?
Oh, I need to rewatch Idiocracy, and yet I'm horrified to imagine rewatching Idiocracy and finding out that yet again we are closer and closer by the day. You know, we don't need a doomsday clock. We need an Idiocracy clock. We don't need a countdown to when, you know, the apocalypse, you know, Armageddon, nuclear. We need a countdown to when we have finally matched reality up against Mike Judge's vision of the future, when the dumbest of all people reproduce at a high rate and the smartest of all people never have kids. And eventually, over time, we're drinking Brondo instead of water and putting it on the plants and killing them. Like, I think we're at 11:59.
Like, Mike Judge is really a modern prophet.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nostra Mike Judge does or something. So, all right. That's a terrible. I feel bad about that joke. All right. Let's see. 8:25 here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, sometimes dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News. I know who wants to say something about that.
Boo.
Yeah, I know. I deserve it. All right. PJ has traffic on the fives.
Still working that vehicle crash with injuries. I-10 eastbound right near Pensacola Boulevard. Saying the roadway's blocked, so just use caution through that area. I-10 eastbound also backed up to Pine Forest, so it's going to take you some time to get through that. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Yeah, thanks so much, PJ. And
you want a Marconi.
No, it's hard to believe sometimes, frankly. Although, you know who is nominated for a Marconi this year?
Cat Country
98.7. That's exactly right. For Medium Market?
Medium
Market Station, your WICT, our sister station. The original station in our cluster owned by Dave and Mary Hoxing. So congratulations to our good friends who run the morning show, the midday show. You know, Brent and Jordan and Captain Chris and PJ. Who does some time over there? Yeah.
Thank you. I'm weekends.
All a part of it. But yeah, it's a totality. It's a totality. And we are a family of locally owned, operated, locally intensive radio stations. And I've never seen anything like, and I appreciate being able to do what I do. 437-1620. What was the one that I was going to do with you just here? Oh, I mentioned this yesterday, but I mentioned it one time, and I think this might be really important, so I'm going to, at the risk of covering the same news twice over 2 days, I'm going to mention it again. I don't like to repeat myself. I sometimes will do a topic a couple of times in a day, but especially over the course of days, I feel like, well, we did that. You know, everybody knows. It's not like that, I know. But, you know, that's in my head. That's how it works. Anyway, this was Vicky Mizrahi. She was presenting for the Escambia Supervisor of Elections, Robert Bender, at the budget meeting on Thursday morning, the one that had all the contention, you know, the what about your Barbie furniture, all that nonsense. This was not contentious in that way, but it was interesting.
As we were preparing the budget, Supervisor Bender was advised that there may be a redistricting next year. So we did include additional dollars for redistricting. That amount is $259,307, which would, once redistricting is done, which would take some cost to do it, we'd then have to send every voter in the county a new voter information card. So it includes the printing of those cards, the mailing of those cards out to voters. So that is a number that if we decide not to redistrict, and you could set that aside for now and just have it added back in if redistricting is something you decide to do.
And you might be, if you hear this, might be thinking, redistricting? Didn't we already do that? And we did, okay? But do we have to do it again when we're in the middle of a census period? And the answer is, because I talked to Robert about this. By the way, the county, apparently the leaders in the county didn't know anything about this. Mike Kohler asked Wes Moreno, and both of them are like, the what now?
And on redistricting, Wes, did the supervisor elections mention that? I mean, I'm not opposed to that, but are we planning for that?
We have not had any discussion about it.
Okay, well, that's probably something we need to, as a board, consider. Thank you.
Okay, absolutely.
Okay, so why would we need to do a redistricting in the middle of a census period? And the answer is because of the Supreme Court Clay decision. Remember when this happened a couple of months ago? We talked about this, and I had raised the question at the time, does this mean that Escambia County's districting system is actually illegal? Because, you know, back in the McMillan case in the 80s, the Supreme Court ruled that Escambia County had a history of voter discrimination on the basis of race to suppress the vote, and they mandated, under Section 2 of the Voting Rights Act, they mandated that we have a minority-majority district, which is our District 3 for ECUA and School Board and Escambia County Commission. The city of Pensacola also has two majority-minority districts, right, as an effort to make sure that black people have representation in local government. Well, what happened is that the Calais decision by the Supreme Court, it didn't entirely eradicate Section 2 of the Voting Rights Act, but it very, very strongly diminished it. And it means that you basically can't use race as the basis of drawing your lines, except for under very rare circumstances. So that's why we did congressional redistricting, is because the governor believed that our congressional districts had been inappropriately drawn, and the Supreme Court confirmed that that was the case, and so we redrew all of our congressional districts. Well, because they were based on race and there was gerrymandering involved in order to try to pack races in to make sure to get black districts, which have now been eliminated. Democrats are likely to have lost 4 seats in the coming election because of all this. Okay, how does that relate to Escambia County? It's a little different issue in Escambia County because we have single-member voting districts. You know, everybody in District 3 votes for District 3, 5, and so forth. Well, in the state of Florida, under the Constitution, you're not allowed to have single-member districts unless you have a referendum to that effect. We've never had a referendum. It's court-mandated. So we have those districts because of the court. That court ruling has now changed, so our single-member districts are probably illegal, and we are going to have to redistrict, not just drawing the boundaries, but making everybody an at-large, which means we probably won't have a minority district anymore. This is big stuff in the supervisor of elections planning for it.
Fox News exclusive with President Trump over Iran's surprise missile attack on U.S. forces in Jordan intercepted. Fox's Trey Yanks.
President Trump tells Fox News about Iran, "We are going to beat the effing S out of them." He went on to say, "We'll be hitting them hard. They're going to get a beating." So clearly the United States is going to respond to what the president described as a surprise attack. He says U.S. forces had just minutes to shoot down these incoming Iranian ballistic missiles. The president says he has reviewed video of the shootdown, and it was U.S. forces conducting this operation to defend that area.
Dr. Anthony Fauci under subpoena on the Senate Homeland Security Committee over his diary entries showing he knew the COVID guidance he gave the public was untrue. Fauci takes the fifth.
Under the advice of my attorney.
Over with Senator Rand Paul. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It is 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. We've got 84 degrees. It is partly cloudy this morning. We'll get a full look at our forecast with Channel 3, Brooke Richardson, in just a few minutes. Charges have been dropped against 16-year-old Kanye Walker in relation to the downtown Pensacola mass shooting that killed PJ Shepherd on July 5th. The state attorney's office says those charges were dropped due to insufficient evidence. Walker's case has now been closed. He was accused of handing suspect Nicholas Safford the gun that was used in that shooting. Safford still faces an attempted murder charge. A fire damaged a business, Tensley Grain in Walnut Hill on Tuesday. The business, also known as the Walnut Hill Grain Elevator, saw damage to its office and warehouse. The grain silos were not damaged. A 14-year-old has been charged with 2 counts of armed robbery after a string of robberies at the Tradewinds Food Mart on Patricia Drive. Deputies arrested Quaderis Salisbury Jr. on Saturday. He was tied to those incidents that happened between the 17th and the 19th. Officials do say that additional suspects have been identified. Senators Rick Scott and Mark Kelly are pushing legislation to change how federal clean water grants are distributed to states. The current formula hasn't been updated since 1987 and doesn't account for population growth. Florida's allotment would nearly double under the new formula, growing from about 3.5% to over 6%. Scott and Kelly want the bill included in this year's Water Resources and Development Act. Escambia County families can now apply for free or reduced price school meals for the upcoming year. The application window opens today at myschoolapps.com. Applications are required at some schools in the county, including Tate High and West Florida High, as well as several elementary and middle schools. Many Escambia schools, though, remain part of a program giving every student free meals automatically without an application needed. Santa Rosa County's application window opens on Friday. Some Escambia County residents who rely on ADA paratransit services say the recent switch to a new transportation contractor left them stranded and confused. Resident Carolyn Grawley told commissioners the transition from ECAT to a new provider caused missed rides, job losses, and frustration.
I personally am spending lots of extra time filling out people's applications. Some people have been given back to ECAT because ECAT has now said, oh no, we'll transport them now. Why is it so unclear? Why is it so complicated? Why is it not being done in a non-chaotic manner? Why is everything that ECAT does complicated?
And County Administrator Wes Moreno acknowledged the rollout wasn't flawless, but did say staff are working daily to smooth everything out. Governor Ron DeSantis believes his recent trip to Europe will pay off for the state. The governor was in the United Kingdom to meet with business leaders from around the world. He said FDOT will partner with Eve Air Mobility to safely integrate electric vertical takeoff and landing, or EVTOL, aircraft into the state's transportation network. DeSantis also announced that Relativity Space is committed to expanding its aerospace manufacturing operations on Florida's Space Coast. It's 8:35. PJ's got our traffic on the fives.
Travis is brought to you by ECUA, making service easier with the new My ECUA mobile app available to download now. Pay your bill, report service issues, alerts, and recycling tips. Still working that earlier vehicle crash with injuries, I-10 eastbound near Pensacola Boulevard. They're saying the roadway is now clear. I-10 eastbound still showing that's backing up until about Pine Forest Road, though, so just use caution through that area. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
We are going to have mostly sunny skies through most of the day with just a 30% chance of a pop-up shower and thunderstorm in the afternoon. Otherwise, going to be a hot one. Temperatures near 96 degrees for your high, feeling more like the triple digits. Heat advisory and an extreme heat warning along the coastline. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 81. For Thursday, 50% chance of those showers and thunderstorms, high near 93. And Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 79. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And we've got 84 degrees right now. Heat index at 96. Your next news in 30 minutes. Your money now this hour. Markets are mixed at the opening bell. The Dow is down just over 400 points, just over 0.75% at 52,319.23. S&P down about 0.1% this morning, 74,2205. NASDAQ, is now also down just about 3 points at 24,873.965. Looking at that 10-year bond rate, we are up just a bit at 4.62% today. Gold is down 18.50 at 4,020.20. Silver is up 2 cents at 57.55. Bitcoin up 471 at 64,180.84. Looking at those oil prices today, they are up almost 6.5%. West Texas Intermediate is trading at $84.27 a barrel this morning. Brent crude at $89.53 per barrel. Looking at those fuel prices across the nation today, the average price for a gallon of regular at $4.09. Locally, Escambia County seeing average prices at about $3.87 a gallon. Santa Rosa County at $3.89. Okaloosa at $3.87. Well, there's a big winner in the $800 million Mega Millions jackpot, as well as second prize winners in New York and New Jersey. Lotto officials say the winning ticket from Tuesday night's drawing was sold in Florida. Humanoid robots from China have been banned in the U.S.
The FCC released a statement on the national security threat posed by advanced foreign robots, saying the technology brings an unacceptable risk to U.S. security. The banned robots include humanoid devices and animal-like quadrupeds. The statement says the robotic devices could be used by malign actors who could remotely commandeer the robots to spy on Americans and gain foreign intelligence. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
And Canadians are spending less money traveling to the U.S. as relations have been strained lately. According to a recent report from Statistics Canada, leisure trips by Canadians to the U.S. dropped by $2.2 billion, while international travel for leisure increased by $3.6 billion for Canadians. It's 8:39. Our next news at 9 a.m. Breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Are you an adult with uncontrolled moderate to severe Crohn's disease symptoms and still packing a backup bag of clothes just in case? Skyrizi Risankizumab Riza can help you take control of your Crohn's. Feel significant symptom relief, including less abdominal pain and fewer bowel movements at 4 weeks. Plus, Skyrizi is proven to help people achieve remission and visibly improve damage of the intestinal lining. Individual results may vary. Skyrizi is a prescription injection medicine. Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions, increased infections, or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor about any flu-like symptoms or vaccines. Liver problems leading to hospitalization may occur when treated for Crohn's. Ready to take control of your Crohn's? Ask your doctor about Skyrizi, the number one prescribed biologic in Crohn's disease. Control is everything to me. Learn more at SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Friday night from 5:30 to 8:30, join your friends and neighbors at Bands on the Bayou at Bayview Park in East Hill. Bring a chair or blanket and enjoy live music from the Bay Kings Band. Saturday night, it's Pensacola Unplugged, songwriter showcase at Studer Community Institute. It's an evening of acoustic performances from highly talented local songwriters. See Pensacola Unplugged on Instagram for more. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
Planning your vacation?
Chris, what do you want to go on a vacation?
Why not take Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin with you?
We're going to go to the beach.
No, take News Radio along via the app.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Just go to your app store, search News Radio 92.3, download the app.
That's good.
And listen to Pensacola's news leader with crystal clarity wherever you go. And it's absolutely free.
That's really good.
Get it now and tap the app to get News Radio 92.3 no matter where in the world you are.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, this today's question, this is going to make some of you super happy to do today's topic, okay? And the rest of you, well, you'll enjoy it as well. So I discovered a term today that I had never heard before, and I think it's such a beautiful term. It's RAS syndrome. RAS syndrome. PJ, have you ever heard of RAS syndrome?
I don't think so.
Okay. RAS syndrome means redundant acronym syndrome. Syndrome. So it's an example of itself.
Okay.
RAS syndrome, for example, one of the most common examples would be the ATM machine. Because the M in machine stands for machine.
Ah. Mm-hmm.
So it's an automated teller machine machine. So 437-1620. This is, I say, some of you are going to be super excited about this because this is your chance to show off. Tell me the one that drives you crazy. Tell me the one where the acronym actually contains the word that people then add to the acronym in order to clarify what the acronym means, but it's already in the acronym. like machine is already a part of ATM machine. So 437-1620. Do you have another one that pops to mind, PJ? Because I,
the, you know, the, it's occurred to me when it happens.
Yeah, but you don't think about it, and then it doesn't here. Go. Okay, I got you. Well, I don't want to take away anybody's answers, so I will just kind of leave it for the moment while people want to text in their suggestions. But I have about 20 of them that I have thought of, brainstormed, looked up, whatever. I just love the fact that the people who labeled it in such a way that it's an example of itself. The philosopher in me loves that elegance, that RAS syndrome, redundant acronym syndrome. So it's redundant acronym syndrome, which is fantastic. Now, there are some things which are sort of, you know, close where, you know, like wipe that smile off your face. Well, where else would you wipe it from? Smiles are by definition on the face. But, okay, that's not this, okay? There are all kinds of weird idiosyncrasies in the English language. I mean, so many. English is hazing. It's also one of the most beautiful languages, and you can express all kinds of things. I love talking about English. I think it's fascinating that you can say the same exact thing fact-wise hundreds, perhaps thousands of ways by word choice and inflection alone. And not lie, but dramatically change the meaning or the connotation based on which words you pick, which makes English incredibly hard to learn, but incredibly versatile in terms of expressing yourself, which is part of why I love it and hate it. English is hazing. There's no doubt about it. Just look at our numbering system. You know, why should you have 11 and 12 and not 21 and 22, like we have 21 and 22? You're married to a teacher. You know this well, right?
Yes,
and raising kids. Like, how do you teach kids 11 and 12? You don't. It's, anyway, they just memorize it. All right, 437-1620, 437-1620. Tell me your acronym that is also redundant because people tend to say the last letter and they repeat it. Also, it would help on some of these if you include the what it means, because there might be one that's so obscure. I mean, I know what most of them are, but I may catch one and I don't want to miss it because I'm ignorant. Let's see. PJ has traffic on the fives.
Still working that earlier vehicle crash with injuries. I-10 eastbound right near Pensacola Boulevard. They're saying the roadway is clear and I-10 is looking like it's clearing up a little bit. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives. Back to you.
Thanks so much. Oh, I got one here that is not actually an example of the category, but I get what you mean. Somebody says the hot water heater. Well, it's just a water heater. It doesn't specifically require hot water before it heats it, right? And my cop friends are guilty of those, too. These are fun. You can include these because these are sort of close enough in the category. My cop friends like to say he was traveling at a high rate of speed. Oh, you mean fast. He was traveling fast. Also, if he was traveling at a high rate, you don't need to also say of speed. There's no other way to be traveling at a high rate. But anyway, you know, and they're all like, oh, Andrew, I know, but you try to write these reports and sound smarter than you mean to. All right, so 437-1620, we're talking about RAS acronyms, which is redundant acronym syndrome. You know, that's the whole point. So somebody says VIN number. Yes, vehicle identification. What's the N stand for? Number. You don't need to say the vehicle identification number. Same thing for PIN number, personal identification number. No, it's just a PIN. What's your PIN? That's it. When you say PIN number, it means you made a bad acronym. Let's see, 437-1620. Another person suggested the hot water heater. In the military. A CAC card. I assume that's how you say it, not CAC. But, okay, a CAC card is a common access card in the military. Something. John Hutchinson says in the Department of Redundancy Department. Yes, exactly, which is kind of perfect. I mentioned ATM. UPC code. You know, when you scan a product, it's got the barcode. What does the C stand for in Universal Product?
Code.
Code. It's a Universal Product Code. I love it. These are good examples. Let's see, 437-1620. I had also come up with a couple of others that people haven't texted in. I got to find my right topic list here. There we go.
SAT test.
That's it. Yes, the standard aptitude test. Or the, what is it, the graduate records exam, I think. I think it's GR is the graduate record.
I've never
heard it called that. It's a GRE. You took the GRE. I also have not often heard it called the GRE exam, but that would be redundant if you did.
Mm-hmm.
Can you give it to me in PDF format? Well, sure, but how about I just give it to you in PDF, where the F is format? 437-1620. Although I forget what the PDF is. Portable document. That's right, portable document format. So we're talking about RAS syndrome words, redundant acronym syndrome words today. HIV virus, yes, human immunodeficiency virus. Somebody says irregardless. Well, that's just not a word, but people use it all the time incorrectly. Let's see. In the fire service, somebody says we have some. The RIT team, the IC command. Oh, the incident command. That's funny. And my personal favorite is the SCBA breathing apparatus, or the self-contained breathing apparatus. Awesome. TX value. I love it. Oh, these are great. You guys are giving me such good examples. Where was the one? I had a page that had a whole bunch of, LCD display. Liquid crystal display. I'm really concerned about what might happen if we start nuclear war, especially with all those ICBM missiles running around. It's intercontinental ballistic missile. Anyway, ISBN, International Standard Book Number, the ISBN number. What's the ISBN number? No, just the ISBN, man or woman. Let's see, VIN, UPC. Oh, the GOP party. Republicans, GOP party. What do you think that P stands for? The Grand Old Party. Got ATM, mentioned that one. CNN Network. Or the CNN News Network. We could just say the Cable News Network and then be done with it. Or we could be the Cable News Network News Network. AC Current and DC Current. No, DMZ Zone. I've never heard that one. People just say the DMZ, but the Demilitarized Zone, right? Please RSVP. Oh, that's good. That's a bilingual one. Please RSVP. PJ, what does RSVP stand for?
Respond, please, something.
Yeah, it's RSVP is répondez s'il vous plaît, which is French. Which is literally please respond. So when you tell somebody, please RSVP, please respond, please. This is great. You guys are coming up with the best examples. Oh, the TWIC card, the Transit Workers Identification card. That's true. My son had to get one of those to go work on the port for his engineering project. The BOCC, the Board of County Commissioners Board Meeting. Yes. What other thing than the board is meeting? Let's see. 437, 1620. I think that we got all of them, which is fine. We'll move on to other things. But there you go. That's your... And you know what's funny is you won't not say them now. And you won't not notice them when other people say them. But there's a part of you that when you hear other people, you'll go... And also when you say it yourself, you're like, oh... Because you will find it very hard to stop saying PIN number. It just seems so right. If you're thinking about that next vehicle, Frontier Motors is a great selection of good quality used cars. Cars that tend to be 1 to 3 or 4 years young, 10 to 30 or 40,000 miles. Everything they warranty to 10 years or 100,000 miles, so they'll take care of you. They only sell A quality cars. Okay, you're not getting junkers and clunkers from them. You're getting cars at the very early end of their long lifespan, just not the very beginning of it. You're going to be the second owner, maybe the third owner. They sell cars at a good price, and I think, like, one of the big advantages of Frontier is there's so many different cars in one place. So a massive selection of great quality used cars, so you can really see side by side all of the things and how you fit in them and how you like them and the knobs and the rearview mirror, all that kind of stuff. You know, you can really test what you like about that car and drive 5 or 6 of them. You know, they have a lot of cars. And if they have what you want, you can buy it. If they don't have what you want, tell them to go look for it. You know, they might get close, but you'd really rather have it in red. Okay, go looking for me. They go shop consignment-like for cars for people all the time. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for 29 years behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
Join Chris Roney from Ace Unlocks today at 9:30 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Chris will be sharing his years of expertise in the field of locksmithing, talking about topics like security benefits of having your home or business locks inspected and resecured, smart locks, and even reprogramming your car's ECU computer for a lost key fob.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions.
Never go near power lines.
Never.
Whether you're trimming trees or picking fruit, stay at least 10 feet away from power lines. You could be seriously injured or killed if you or any object you're holding or standing on, such as tools and ladders, touches a power line.
Stay safe.
Hire a qualified line clearing professional to trim near power lines.
Stay safe by keeping yourself and your tools at least 10 feet away from any power lines. Stay safe. Learn more at fpl.com/trees.
You recognize the smell of marijuana, but it's not just a smell. It's a warning. If you can smell it, harmful chemicals are entering your lungs, bloodstream, and brain, and our children too. Every inhale affects brain development and triples the risk of serious respiratory issues. Protect your kids and grandkids from the dangers of marijuana. Their future is on the line. This message is sponsored by the Department of Children and Families and the Florida Association of Broadcasters.
ADX Digital Lead, Brian Prowitz.
One of my favorite moments is when a business owner sees our ADX Digital Toolbox and they sit back in their chair and they have this look of surprise on their face and they say, I had no idea you guys did all of this. We have 19 ways to deliver your message to your specific audience inside your geographic footprint with reporting that proves its effectiveness, all for less than you might expect.
No one does digital like ADX Digital Marketing. ADXDigitalMarketing.com.
Got a question about business, health, or money?
Chances are Meg's already talking to the expert.
Pet Talk, Pet's Call Expert Panel, weekdays at 9 on News Radio 92.3.
It's one of the side effects of roofies is memory loss.
You were literally too stupid to insult.
Thank you.
Oh, I did get a couple of other texts just to finish the category. OPEC countries, Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries, DC Comics, it's Detective Comics Comics, and MLS Soccer, Major League Soccer Soccer. The English is crazy. It really is hazing. All right, PJ has traffic on the fives.
Still working that vehicle crash with injuries. I-10 eastbound near Pensacola Boulevard. The roadway is clear. 9 miles showing accident free. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, PJ. Fine, I'll do this. I feel like I'm in the mood for this. This is going to hit some of you in a very painful way, and I don't mean it to be like that. I'm just telling you what the story is. A TikToker observed that when she was talking to her, medical students, that their idea of what qualified as an old lady name was not the same as her idea of what qualified as an old lady name.
I was told my name was an old lady name by the teenagers on the adolescent unit I was working on a few months ago. My name is Kelly. I was surprised. So the subject came up of what names are old lady names versus young names. Here's a list of the names that the teenagers on the unit said were old lady names. Ashley, Amanda, Jessica, Stephanie, Jennifer, Christy, Tracy, Stacy, Amy, Crystal, Kelly, Lisa, Jordan, Michelle, Shelley, Laura, Lori, Kathy, Tammy, Heather, Angela, or Angie.
Oh, my God.
All old lady names.
Jennifer is an old lady name. Now, I think what the young kids mean is, like, basically Gen X and millennial. But, yeah, I mean, Kathy, Heather, Stacy. What about Stacy's mom? Is that an old? No, anyway, are these old lady names? Well, okay, so then, you know, if they think those are old lady names, then what do they think are the, you know, youthful, young person names?
Here are the young girl names, according to the young girls. Bella, Isabel, Olivia, Olive, Ava, Eden, Emma, Abigail and Abby, Ella, Gracie, Zoe, and Rose. Who's going to tell these young girls that those are our grandma's names? Those are the old lady names, not Kelly.
Oh, those are the bell bottom of fashion names. That's right. Those are grandma's names. Like when you got to figure at some point in the near future, Edith is going to become the fashionable name for newborns, right? And you're going to be like, yeah, or women who are 100 years old, right? So just. That's how these things work. I thought it was funny that old lady names of Tracy, Stacy, Jennifer, Stephanie, Jessica, Amanda, and then the young names, Isabel. What? But it is, but it's true. You know, I have a relative who's, you know, she's young, and Bella, she goes by Bella. Ava, Olive. Yeah, like in Popeye, Olive? Well, yeah, I mean, that's not a brand new name. 8:58 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Let's see, what else do we have going on? Okay, this is a small thing. But, you know, we got just enough time to do a small thing. Have you ever heard of the Boots theory?
No.
It's an economic theory, and the theory is that one of the problems that poor people have is they don't even have enough money to spend on getting quality items that are a better deal long-term, so they actually wind up compounding their poverty by spending too much on, like, low-value things that wear out faster. The Boots theory is that if you buy a $100 pair of boots every year, in 5 years you spend $500 and you had five boots that weren't all that great. Somebody who's willing to spend $250 on a pair of boots every 5 years gets good boots for 5 years that are better quality and better comfort and they look better, and they only cost you $250 over the course of 5 years. But you got to pay more up front. Car batteries. The one-year car battery is going to run you, what, like $110? I just got a new battery for my car. The good battery that's going to last you 3 or 4 or 5 years is, you know, $200, $250, maybe something like that. So if you buy a one-year car and you deal with the inconvenience of it failing more frequently. So the basic theory is that if you buy the cheaper item, but you have to buy it more frequently, in the long run, you actually wind up spending more and getting lower quality total out of it. So buy the better boots, buy the better shoes, buy the better car battery, buy the better hammer, whatever the case may be. If you're going to use it, you'll get your money's worth out of it. That's the Boots theory.
Local news every hour.